All right, guys. Today we're going to take a look at some mistakes, or rather, I should say, today we're going to take a look at, or I'm going to teach you. Can you hear the wind outside? Man, that wind is howling. Picked the wrong day to make this lesson. It's super windy. I'm sure you can hear it in the microphone. You know, here in Alberta, it gets so windy. All year round. I would say like half the days here out of the year are windy. It's so windy. Like I can feel my house sometimes shake. That's how windy it is. The wind is gusting at like 100 miles an hour right now, maybe. Anyway, guys, wish me all the best. Hope my house doesn't blow away. But so today I'm going to teach you how to admit mistakes in English. Right, there's different kinds of mistakes. So if you make a mistake, what should you say? Should you say, I made a mistake? Well, there's different situations where you should say different things. Okay, so we're going to take a look at some mistakes. Now, a few days ago, I made a prediction. Right now is the World Cup in Qatar. It's 2022, and it's at the end of November, one of the days. I think it's November 25th today. So, a few days ago, I made a prediction about the World Cup. And I said that France would crash out of the World Cup without scoring a single goal. Well, when they played their first match against Australia, they thrashed them 4-1. So, my prediction was wrong. So what should I say? The word thrashed, by the way, means to beat someone by a large margin, right? So I mean, 4-1, I would say in soccer, you know, if you score my throat is a bit my throat's a bit scratchy. If you score 4 goals in a soccer game, that's a pretty high score. Score, right? I mean, 4-1. If you win 4-2, maybe you wouldn't say they thrashed them, but 4-1, I would say you could use the word thrash, but maybe it would be better to use the word thrash for the Spain Costa Rica match. Spain thrashed Costa Rica 7-0. Now that's a thrashing. Okay, so there you can use the word thrash. So France scored 4 goals in their opening match, and I predicted that they would score no goals in all 3 matches. So I was wrong. So what should I say? Should I say oops, or whoops? These two are just different ways to spell the same word. Whoops, whoops, oops. Should I say this? What do you think? Let me know your thoughts down there in the comments, right underneath that like button. See what I did there? I said to leave your comments under the like button because I was trying to give you a subliminal message to smash the like button. Remember, oh, when I was in Costa Rica, I made a lesson on subliminal messaging. I'll try to post that up here somewhere at the end of this video, so you can go watch it. So the answer is no, I should not say this. This is for a different situation. Okay, we say oops or whoops. When it's a minor mistake and it's something that you say immediately after you make the mistake or while you're making the mistake, right? So let's say you're pouring some milk. And you get a little bit of milk, you spill a little bit on the table. Oh, whoops. Oops. I just got some milk on the table. Guys, can you hear that wind? It is very, very windy outside. That's crazy. So it's just a minor mistake, right? And you say it immediately right after you made the mistake, right? So here's another example, okay? I have 2 coins here. One coin is a nickel, that's 5 cents, and here's another coin, which is 25 cents, It's called a quarter. Okay, so here in Canada, the quarter and the nickel kind of actually look similar. They're almost the same size. Like, look at that, right? The nickel has a beaver on it, and the quarter has a elk, is that, or a caribou, or I don't know what animal that is. It's like a deer kind of animal, right? So look at that. They're almost the same size. And so it's very easy to get them mixed up. So let's say you're buying something from my store, right? And I give you some change back, and I accidentally give you a nickel instead of a quarter. Then if you say, oh, you gave me the wrong change, I say, oh, oops, sorry about that. I gave you a nickel instead of a quarter. Whoops. I'm acknowledging my mistake. It's my mistake, right? So I said it immediately. It's a minor mistake. Like, is it a huge mistake? Did I do anything really bad to you? Not really. It's just a simple mistake, right? It's not going to kill you, right? So it's a minor mistake. And you only say this if you made the mistake, okay? So you are the one who say oops or whoops when it was your mistake. You don't say this when someone else makes a mistake. Or actually, I've met people from different countries around the world who use these words in the wrong way. I'll give you an example of the mistake. So let's say this guy says, I hurt my leg, and she says, oops. Now, this is a mistake. I've heard it several times. Okay, so people have this idea that saying oops is the correct response to this, but it's not the correct response, because is it her fault that he hurt his leg? No, it's not her fault. Right? So she doesn't need to say oops. If you say oops, you're taking ownership of the mistake that you made. Right? So if you're pouring some milk, or if you're doing something, oops. Let's say you got a remote control, right? And you're trying to change the channel to watch soccer or something. Oh, oops, I hit the wrong button. Oh no, I got the wrong channel. Whoops. Here, let me see if I can find the right channel. Right, just simple, small mistakes, and you say it immediately, and it's your mistake. Oops, whoops, right? So remember that. Now, what should she say? She should say, oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Something like this she could say, right? This is the immediate reaction, not oops. Oh no, that's showing some empathy, that's showing that it's bad news. You heard something bad. Oh, or you can say like, oh, or, oh, I'm sorry to hear, ah, or something like that. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it gets better soon. Is there anything I can do to help? Here, I'll get some ice. I'll give your leg a massage. I'll put an ice pack on it or something like that, right? So this would be a much more appropriate response, okay? So let's get back to my World Cup mistake. I predicted that France would score no goals. I was wrong. So I can say I made an error of judgment. I made an error in judgment. Now you can say, you know, I've heard both of these, error of judgment or error in judgment. I think you can choose. I think both are okay. I made an error of judgment. So my judgment was that France was going to do very poorly this World Cup, but they beat Australia, you know, they kind of thrashed them, right? They played very well. And so it was my mistake. I made an error of judgment. My judgment was that they would crash out, but they did well. So it was my error in judgment, right? Or you can say it was an error of judgment. Okay, it was an error. You can either say I made an error of judgment, or it was an error of judgment on my part. Okay. I underestimated their ability. Okay, so the French soccer team, you know, they did pretty well. I didn't think they would do so well in their opening match. I underestimated their ability. So that means I didn't think they were that good. They turned out to be really good. So I underestimated them, right? If you overestimate, well, then we could use the word overestimate for a team like Argentina. Wasn't that a crazy match? Argentina against Saudi Arabia. That is one of the craziest matches I've ever seen in my life. Man, the first half, like there was a period of maybe 20 minutes in the first half where I thought the final score would be like 6-0 Argentina. They were playing really well. They put the ball in the back of the net multiple times. The thing is, they were always offsides. So, I don't know. If, like, the score would have been, like, maybe, like, 5-1 or something like that. If they had just played a little bit better. If they had not been so offsides all the time, right? But anyway, so Saudi Arabia beat them 2-1. I think that was the final score, 2-1. Yeah, Messi scored a penalty kick. So that was a crazy match. One of the craziest matches I've ever seen in my life. That was a huge upset because Saudi Arabia was the real underdog, right? If you're an underdog, that means nobody thinks you're going to win. I mean, Argentina, one of the great soccer countries, compared to Saudi Arabia, nobody's expecting Saudi Arabia to even get out of their group. So for Saudi Arabia to beat, I mean, that is one of the biggest upsets I remember in the 1998 World Cup, Norway beat Brazil 2-1, I think it was. I was like, how is this even possible that Norway could beat Brazil? What? And then I remember in the 2002 World Cup, Senegal beat France. Remember the opening match? I think that was the opening match of the tournament, Senegal-France. And they beat France. And France was the defending world champions from the 1998 World Cup when they beat Brazil. And so weird things happen in soccer sometimes. So there's an upset where the underdog beats the expected winner. So in this case, you could say, like, if you were expecting Argentina to beat Saudi Arabia, like I was, then you could say I really overestimated their ability. I overestimated Argentina's ability, right? So those are some words for you. Okay. So blunder. Now, have you heard this word before? To blunder. Okay, that means to make a stupid kind of clumsy mistake. So we often use this word in sports, especially chess. Sports and games like chess, right? Very often, especially in chess, like this word is really common. You know, when you're playing chess, if you make a stupid mistake, very often it happens at even the highest levels, the top players, sometimes they make just a stupid mistake. Maybe they're thinking so far ahead in the match, they make some wrong move, and then, oh, God. That was such a stupid mistake. I blundered. I made a blunder, right? It was a blunder. And then the people who's talking about the game, they say, yeah, that was a real blunder. All right, he lost the match because he made a blunder, right? So now you can often, sometimes you'll also hear this word in politics. If you make a blunder in politics, like just about a week or two ago, Donald Trump announced his campaign for 2024. So he's going to be running against, who knows, maybe Joe Biden, if he's still alive at that point. So he's going to be running in 2024, right? I was listening to some political commentaries and they were saying that it was a blunder, it was a political blunder for Donald Trump to announce his campaign so early. They were saying he should have waited a while. I mean, it's still 2 years, right? It's a long time. So they were saying it's a political blunder. I don't know. Okay, so that's one word you can use to talk about a kind of mistake. Now, it's kind of interesting that in English, we have some different words, and very often one word is used to talk about a kind of one area, like let's say sports or chess. It's very common, right? Like very, very often defense, like if you're watching a soccer game, one of the defensemen will put it into his own net. It'll be a blunder. Like it's a mistake. It's an own goal, right? In soccer, it's called an own goal, where you kick it into your own net. It's a blunder. Oh, you know, it's a frustrating thing if you're a soccer player. Maybe the ball goes off you and goes into the net. It's a blunder, right? So here's some examples. So getting involved in the war was a real blunder. They blundered their way into the war. Okay, so you can see this word blunder can be used as a noun. Here it's a noun, and here it's a verb. Okay, so you can say I blundered, or I made a blunder. Okay, so you can use it as a noun or a verb. Now here's a word, gaffe. Gaffe. This is, especially in politics, you will hear this word. Okay. This is a mistake that is immediately noticeable. It's usually not a serious mistake. And like I said, it's very, very common to hear this word in politics. For example, remember a few weeks ago, Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, was in South Korea. And she said that the U.S. has a strong alliance with North Korea. It was some stupid mistake, right? She meant to say the U.S. has a strong alliance with Korea, like South Korea, but she said they had a strong alliance with North Korea. That was a stupid mistake that it was like, she wasn't meaning to say that, but she said it. And that's called a gaffe. So that was a big gaffe, right? You notice it immediately. She made a mistake, right? She misspoke. Sometimes you hear that too. If a politician misspeaks, it's like we all do it, right? We all make mistakes like this where we're thinking something, but we say something else. And it's embarrassing, really, right? Gaffes are embarrassing. It could be something you say, or it could be something you do. Maybe you wear the wrong kind of clothes for a certain occasion or something like that. Like maybe a politician would wear a tie that's the wrong color on a certain day. Maybe everybody laughs at, or everybody's like mocks what the person wore, or I don't know, something like that. It could be a gaffe. I mean, Joe Biden makes gaffes every single day. His whole presidency is a big gaffe, right? If you just search for videos of Joe Biden, his whole presidency is riddled with gaffes. Riddled means there's so many of them. If something is riddled with something, it means it happens all the time. Riddled. Okay, but like I said, it's usually not a serious mistake. Like, you know, very often politicians say dumb things, and it's just like maybe they mispronounce the name of a country, or maybe they say the country of Africa. Maybe they say that, right? Oh, we need to go and, you know, help the country of Africa. Well, that's a mistake, because Africa is not a country. Africa is a continent, right? Politicians say stupid things like this all the time. Okay, that's a gaffe. All right. So it's like I said, it's usually not a serious mistake. Like if you call Africa a country, is that really that serious of a mistake? It's not really that serious, right? People make mistakes when they speak all the time, so it's okay. So yeah, like I said, you could say I misspoke. Sometimes politicians say that. It just happens, right? You say the wrong thing. Right? Oh, here's another one, to bungle. Okay. Bungle. Now, this is a verb, to make a mess of something. If you bungle a situation or something, or you could, another way to say it is to screw up or botch. I really botched that situation. I bungled that, you know. And very often you use this to when you beat yourself up, you know, I bungled that. I bungled that situation. You know, maybe you were trying to ask a girl out, or you were trying to ask for a girl's number and you got kind of nervous and you said something stupid or whatever. And then later you can say, I just really bungled that situation. I botched that situation. Or you made a mess of it, right? So that's another way to say it's kind of the same as a gaffe or a blunder, right? Some of these words, they kind of mean the same thing. Here's another word, butcher. Okay, now specifically we use this word when we say a name wrong. If you pronounce a name wrong. Now you've probably heard, or you've probably seen that video on Instagram of some teacher, I think over in Africa, teaching the students how to pronounce the names of countries. And he says, it's a funny video, right? He gets to Canada and he says, Canada, Canada. Have you seen that? Let me know if you've seen that. I think everybody's seen that video on Instagram. It's funny, right? It's like, because it's such, everybody knows how to pronounce Canada, right? K, it's not S, but he says Canada, right? So he really butchered the name of Canada, right? So this is an example. So if you mispronounce a name, someone's name, or if you, like a language, for example, like if I were to try to say a name of like someone from China maybe or something, I would say, sorry, I'm probably butchering your name because my mouth can't say certain sounds, right? So I would say, sorry, you know, I'm probably butchering your name. So forgive me for that, right? It's, you're saying it wrong. So anyway, guys, that's it for, I just wanted to make a quick video to teach you some of these words. There's a lot of words, you know, about making mistakes in English. I just picked a few, you know, I don't want to keep you here all day. If we went through all the words, you know, if you just go on, if you buy a thesaurus, a book of synonyms, right? Or if you go online to thesaurus.com or search for just on Google for some online thesaurus, you will see so many synonyms. If you type in like mistake, type in any word you want, and you'll find like huge lists of synonyms. Some of them are common, some of them are less common. I don't know, you know. So I just picked a few that I wanted to teach you in this lesson. So hopefully you learned some stuff. So I will not make an error in judgment again when I'm talking about France. So next World Cup that rolls around, I will not underestimate France. Maybe they'll win. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Well, anyway, guys, that's it. So for homework, I want you to tell me about a mistake that you've made in life. Have you ever made any mistakes? I'm sure you, like me, have made many mistakes. So let me know some of your mistakes and try to use one or two of these words, gaffe, blunder, right, butcher. Try to use some of these words down there in the comments. I look forward to reading your comments. As always, guys, I love you so much. Hope you're staying safe, you're healthy and happy. Hopefully it's not as windy in your place as it is here. But if it is, hope you have a warm house to take shelter. I'm so thankful for my warm house. So thank you guys for always tuning in and watching my videos. Hope you have a great day. And as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.